May the peace of Christ be with you. This is Molly Vetter, Senior Pastor of the Westwood United Methodist Church in Los Angeles. Welcome to our Sanctuary Gathering podcast. Here we share the sermon preached on Sunday as a part of our Sanctuary Gathering. We hope that in these words you will be drawn closer to God and made more ready to love your neighbor. As a congregation, we embrace the words of the Hebrew prophet that are etched into the stairs that lead to our building, the calling to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God. We also believe that we're a richer congregation for the diversity of people who participate in our community, and we celebrate the diversity of age, race, gender identity, and sexual orientation that participate in our church. You are welcome in this place, and we hope you will participate. We invite you to do your own theology, to wrestle with questions of faith as we seek out what it means to be faithful Christians today. You're welcome to join us not only by listening in to this podcast, but we also invite you to join in our congregational life. Every Sunday, you're welcome to join us for worship at 9:30 a.m. You can join us in our beautiful sanctuary in Los Angeles at the corner of Warner and Wilshire, or online via our church Facebook page. All are welcome in our midst, and we thank you for being a part of our church. May these moments be a blessing to you today.
This morning's gospel reading is from the very end of the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verses 14 to 20. Later, Jesus appeared to the 11 themselves as they were sitting at the table, and he upbraided them for their lack of faith and stubbornness, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had risen. And he said to them, "Go into all the world and proclaim the good news to the whole creation. The one who believes and baptized will be saved, but the one who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. By using my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes in their hands. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover." So then the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and proclaimed the good news everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the message by the signs that accompanied it. This is the word of the God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Acts 1, verses 1 through 11. In the first book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus did and taught from the beginning until the day when he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. "This," he said, "is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." So when they had come together, they asked him, "Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel?" He replied, "It is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set out by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all of Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going, and they were gazing up toward heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. This is the word of God for the people of God. The title of my brief homily this morning is Believing Without Reading or Seeing. And it's principally drawn from the text in Mark this morning. And I'd like to begin with a question for you all. Is it possible to believe in the death and resurrection of Jesus without the appearance stories? Is it possible for us to believe in the death and resurrection of Jesus without the appearance stories? Some of you may know that Mark is the oldest gospel that we have in the New Testament, and that when you look at the text, you see it originally ended around verse 9 before you have those resurrection stories. It's interesting, because without that kind of confirmation, it's just up to us to speculate, to discern whether or not we want to believe what it is we have just read. And I think this might be particularly difficult for those of us today, 2,000 some odd years after the life of Jesus, having been soaked in a kind of enlightenment thinking, a scientific way of viewing the world that requires a certain degree of evidence to confirm our assumptions or our beliefs. You see, we have a hard time believing things we cannot see in our world today. We have a hard time believing in things we cannot understand, as the COVID pandemic has led us to know that many people will deny truth that is right in front of them. And so in light of this enlightenment thinking, this worldview, I suspect that if everything were to happen again and we were given this story just outside of the context of Christianity, I suspect that many of us would question its veracity or authenticity. And I think that should cause us to question and reflect on the nature and meaning of faith when we say this is something that we have. So I define faith as knowledge of and trust in the living God whose full presence remains a mystery beyond human understanding. There is a kind of mystery of the unknown. There are parts of God that we will not ever be able to fully understand because God is beyond our human comprehension. And when things are beyond our human comprehension, we can become afraid. Mystery has historically conjured fear in human beings. And what we see in the entire chapter of Mark 16 are the consequences that fear can have on our faith. You see, fear is the stumbling stone that blocks our path towards what I will call a genuine or a mature faith. In the first part of Mark 16, we see Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, and Salome. They are afraid of the angel that appears to them at the tomb of Jesus, and they flee. Jesus' disciples, they were afraid after he was arrested, and all of them in various times, they flee. Peter flees from any kind of accountability to the extent that he denies knowing Jesus because he is so afraid. The evil that put Jesus on the cross had reduced them all to a kind of fearful silence. So again, I ask you, how can we believe in the death and resurrection of Jesus without these appearance stories? How can we believe despite the silence of the fear of those first few disciples? How can we believe without the longer ending of Mark that we read earlier this morning? We can believe in the death and resurrection of Jesus because despite the appearance stories that were added later, we can believe in the death and resurrection of Jesus because we know that resurrection faith remains dependent upon the word of Jesus in the Gospels. Resurrection faith is dependent upon the disciples' experience of the power of God that is active through Jesus throughout his ministry. They believe what he was saying because of what he had done through his ministry of healing. They came to see that he was indeed the Son of God through his teachings, upending the Ten Commandments and bringing a new law of love, compassion, and justice that we find in the Beatitudes. They knew that he was the Son of God. In his relationships with those who were outcast and marginalized, those who were both rich and poor, they knew that he was the Son of God because he was breaking all boundaries because he believed that all people were worthy of God's love. This is how those original early disciples came to believe in the resurrection. It was through their experience of God in relationship, not only with Jesus, but with each other. Christian faith is to trust that God has made known to us, or that God has been made known to us in Jesus Christ. Through his life, we learned what it means to live according to God's law of love, God's law of compassion, justice, and solidarity. So in faithful practice of the religion of Jesus, we are modeling our lives after his life. We are living in right relationship with a gracious God who loves us freely. So this is how we believe without reading. This is how we believe without seeing the resurrection with our own eyes. We believe because we have experienced the transformative love of God. We believe because the fiber of our being has experienced this love from God through each other. We believe because we have faith that this love can redeem the world. Amen. Amen.